Here's Fiona Kelly with what it says in this morning's newspapers.
Fallout from the controversy over Tony Houlihan's proposed job appointment, concerns over our capacity to house Ukrainian refugees, and the international Garda operation to freeze Daniel Kinahan's assets are some of the stories carried on your front pages this morning. The Irish Independent and Irish Examiner lead with the report which the Secretary General of the Department of Health, Robert Watt, is to present today to Health Minister Stephen Donnelly. The Independent leads with the line that the report is expected to say that the final details surrounding Mr. Houlihan's salary were not fully worked out, while the Examiner reports that government leaders are expected to conclude that the secondment of the Chief Medical Officer broke existing rules. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports that Housing Minister Dara O'Brien is to hold an emergency summit of the construction and property industry today amid concerns about our capacity to house Ukrainian refugees. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun both lead with the International Garda operation, which is working with police forces in the UK and America to freeze the assets of Daniel Kinahan and to have him placed on a no-fly list. Pump action, that's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mirror, over a story about the truckers' protest, which is expected in Dublin today. Eamon Ryan's plan to introduce a ban on the sale and distribution of turf generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. John Drennan suggests that the new rules are likely to spark fury among rural Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs and senators, who he says are already in revolt over what is described as the increasingly imperious style of their Green Party coalition partners. Back in the front of the Times, there are pictures there of Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen both smiling as they came out as the two frontrunners in the first round of the French presidential election. Jessie Buckley, who was named Best Actress in a Musical for Cabaret at last night's Laurence Olivier Awards in London, is pictured on the front of the Examiner and Mail. The tabloids have lots of coverage this morning of what the Mirror describes as the showbiz wedding of the year between Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz. From glitzy weddings to GAA, there's a good picture on the front of today's Independent of Armagh's Lauren McConville and Kerry's Caoimhe Evans during a robust clash at Croke Park yesterday, where Kerry won out during the Division 2 National League final. Elsewhere this morning, the Times gives front page coverage to an IMO survey which found that 4 out of 5 junior doctors say that they're at risk of burnout. There's a story in the front of the Examiner about a Garda investigation into allegations related to unauthorised payments at Trinity College Dublin. And a number of today's papers report on new figures which tell us that college courses in computing and technology, the service industry, engineering and construction have the highest dropout rates. The Examiner reports on a bid by the residents of Dingle to buy the Phoenix Cinema, which first opened more than 100 years ago but closed last year. And there's a piece in today's Star about Cork-based schoolteacher Tadhg O'Donovan, who has become a TikTok sensation for his Teach with Tadhg videos. Father Brian Griffin, parish priest of Castletown Parish in County Laois, is interviewed in today's Times, talking about how parishioners rallied around him to kit out a parochial house for 2 Ukrainian women and their 4 children. And finally, another parish priest from County Laois, Father Paddy Byrne, is interviewed in today's Independent. Father Byrne used the opportunity of Katie Harrington and Mandy Loughlin's wedding to lament the fact that he can bless tractors and cars, but not the union of a loving same-sex couple.